I'm not mistaken, Molana Farooq's father Idris Giri, Al-Hajj Idris Giri, he passed away when, Molana? 2009. So that is 16 years ago. Or 15 years ago. 15 years ago. And he would have been 75 years old today. And Molana's mother, who's still alive, who is Auntie Fatima, Auntie Fatima Giri, inshallah, alhamdulillah, Allah grant her long life in Allah's obedience, and Allah grant Molana's father and all our beloved deceased, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them all a high place in Jannat al-Firdaus. Ameen, ameen, ya Rabbi. Inshallah, we make dua at the end after our tafsir, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد Once again, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا كتب عليكم الصيام كما كتب على الذين من قبلكم لعلكم تتقون صدق الله العظيم سورة البقرة verse 183 we heard this ayah being recited tonight. An ayah which we hear every year, but maybe inshallah ta'ala we can look at it from a slightly different angle. Remember, every night, we are going to keep our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in Ad-Dafat al-Gharbiya in the West Bank, wherever they might be suffering, not just in Palestine, but wherever they might be suffering in the world, we are going to keep them right and center, right in front of us and center in our lives. In all our du'as, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring an end to the suffering and that we inshallah ta'ala can witness the unity of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the return of the greatness that this ummah once represented. Kuntum khayru ummatin ukhrijat linnas. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are the best nation raised up for mankind. Ta'muruna bil ma'roof, you enjoin the good. وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ and you prohibit the evil وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ and you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything we are going to attach inshallah as we introduced the topic last night that Allah is watching. That's our theme for this year. Allah is watching. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ بِالْمِرْصَادِ Allah sees everything that the servants are doing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we don't make right, Allah is going to take all of us to task. If we don't make right, if we don't reform, if we don't enjoin the good, if we don't stand up and speak the truth, speak against tyranny and oppression and genocide, then Allah is going to take us all to task. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide and protect us all. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. So this particular verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, O those of you who believe, addressing the believers, kutiba alaykum siyam. Indeed, fasting has been prescribed for you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum. Just like it was prescribed on those who came before you. La'allakum tattaqoon. In order that you might develop taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa comes from the word wiqaya, which means a shield. Because a person who has taqwa is a person who is in constant awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who has taqwa is a person that is constantly mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who has taqwa is a person that is constantly being careful of how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees them. A person who has taqwa is a person that is always placing between themselves and everything that which would bring upon them the displeasure of Allah, they are placing a shield between that and the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's like the poet when he says, رِضَاكَ خَيْرٌ مِنَ الدُّنْيَ وَمَا فِيهَا يَا مَالِكَ النَّفْسِ قَاسِيهَا وَدَانِيهَا فَلَيْسَ لِلنَّفْسِ آمَالٌ تُحَقِّقُهَا سِوَى رِضَاكَ فَذَا أَقْسَى أَمَانِيهَا فَنَظِرَةٌ مِنْكَ يَا سُؤْلِي وَيَا أَمَلِي خَيْرٌ إِلَيَّ مِنَ الدُّنْيَ وَمَا فِيهَا He says, you being pleased with me, O Allah. And like the Arabs, they say, الْأَشْيَاءُ تُعْرَفُ بِدِدِّهَا Things are known by their opposites. So if you are constantly shielding, if you, I start with myself, if we are constantly shielding ourselves from Allah's displeasure, By default, we are only seeking his pleasure. Not so? So the poet says, your pleasure, you being pleased with me, O Allah, is more important to me than the dunya and everything in it. O ye who owns all the souls, the righteous and the wretched, the righteous and the wretched. For indeed, there is no greater goal for any soul than attaining your pleasure. So one divine gaze of your pleasure, for nadhiratun minka, ya su'li, O the one from whom I ask all my needs, wa ya amali, and O the one in whom I place all my hopes, khayrun ilayya min ad-dunya wa ma fiha, is more important to me than the dunya and everything in it. Now what's one of the ways that we can attain this taqwa? What's one of the ways in which we can attain this shield of Allah consciousness to be constantly in awe of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? One of the greatest ways is through the ibadah of soul. Now let me first say that all ibadah is for taqwa. That's what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. In the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, we heard this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuha an-nasu ubudu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum walladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. O mankind, worship your Lord who created you and those who came before you, in order that you might develop taqwa, in order that you might be conscious and mindful of Him in everything you do, in everything you say, everywhere you go, each and every single day. So all acts of ibadah are to develop Allah consciousness. But the one act of ibadah that is unlike all the other acts, and this is what the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالسَّوْمِ فَإِنَّ لَا مِثْلَ لَهُ. Fast, because there's nothing like fasting. In a hadith Qudsi, the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Allah says, كُلُّ عَمَلِ بِنِ آدَمَ لَهُ إِلَّا السَّوْمِ فَإِنَّهُ لِي وَأَنَا أَجْزِي بِهِ. All of the actions of mankind are for him, or for them, him or her, doesn't matter. All of the actions of mankind are for them. They have a part therein for themselves. And the ulama, when they reflect on this, they say that what this means is that there is potential for show in making salah. There's potential for show in giving zakah. There's potential for show in going on hajj. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma tahir qulubana min al-nifaq wa amalana min al-riyah. وَأَلْسِنَتَنَا مِنَ الْكَذِبِ. Oh Allah, cleanse our hearts of hypocrisy and our actions of show. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّ أَخْوَفَ مَا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ الشِّرْكُ الْأَصْغَرِ. The thing that I fear for you most is the minor shirk. The Sahaba asked, what is the minor shirk, O Messenger of Allah? He said, الرِّيَا, to show off in your actions. Because what that means is on the day of Qiyamah, when we go to Allah for our rewards, for our actions, Allah will point us to the people that we showed off to. Go take your reward from them. Because when you worship me, you worship me to show off to them. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not make us of those who show off. But there's one ibadah in which you cannot show off. It's not possible. I mean, did you see anybody going around today and say, Kiko lika puasa ikfudak? Nobody knows except Allah subhanahu. فَإِنَّهُ لِي. Fasting is only for me, and I am the one that regards, that gives the reward for the fasting person. And then the Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was sawmu junnah, and fasting is a shield. So fasting is that of all the ibadat that help us to develop Allah consciousness, fasting is the best one. And why? Quite simply, because from true dawn until the setting of the sun, we are in a constant state of dhikrullah. Somebody comes to you and says, would you like a cup of tea? Would you like a sandwich? Somebody may want to argue with you. You know? In that same hadith. فَإِذَا كَانَ يَوْمُ سَوْمِ أَحَدِكُمْ فَلَا يَرْفُثْ وَلَا يَصْخَفْ وَإِنْ سَابَهُ أَحَدٌ أَوْ قَاتَلَهُ فَلْيَقُلْ إِنِّي امْرُؤٌ صَائِمٌ. And if any of you are fasting on any particular day of the fast, then do not engage in any obscenity or vulgarity, and do not engage in any confrontation or argumentation. And if anybody insults the fasting person or wants to fight with the fasting person, then let them say, I am fasting.
So it's a perpetual ibadah. It's a perpetual and constant state of consciousness and mindfulness and awe for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is why it has such a profound effect. And especially for 29 or 30 days, every single year, it's an opportunity to renew and to restore that shield of taqwa. And because remember, fasting is not only connected with taqwa, but fasting is also connected with sabr. The Prophet said, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as-sabru nisful iman. Patience and perseverance is half of all faith. And in another hadith he said, as-sabru as-sawmu nisful sabr. That fasting is half of patience and perseverance. So that means fasting is 1/8 of our entire faith. But through fasting, we're going to be able to develop patience and perseverance that even in the most difficult and darkest of times, we will be able to preserve our faith. Like we have seen our brothers and sisters in Gaza losing everything, all their loved ones. And right now, many of them starving. وَالْعِيَادُ بِاللَّهِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اللَّهُمَّ أَطْعِمْهُمْ مِنْ جُوعٍ وَآمِنْهُمْ مِنْ خَوْفٍ يَا رَبِّ. Oh Allah, feed them and give them drink and grant them safety and security, Ya Rabbil Alameen. But this sabr is the thing that is saving them. وَالصَّابِرِينَ فِي الْبَأْسَاءِ وَالضَّرَّاءِ وَحِينَ الْبَأْسِ أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُتَّقُونَ. Listen to this verse. Listen to this verse. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and as for those who are patient and persevering during the time of poverty, during the time of ill health, and during the time of war, they are those who have fulfilled their covenant with Allah, and they alone are the muttaqoon, those who are truly mindful of Allah. So Jamaatul Muslimin, let us take this opportunity to restore our shields of taqwa, that cover our hearts, that preserve our iman. Let us exercise patience and perseverance in the obedience of Allah, patience and perseverance in abstaining from the disobedience of Allah, and patience and perseverance through this very difficult time that the whole ummah is going through. And that we raise up our hands, and with all our ibadat, and with all our khayrat, with all our worship, and with all our goodness, Ya Allah, Allahumma anzil ala ahli Gaza, وأهل فلسطين رحمتك ومغفرتك وعونك ونصرك نصرا مؤزرا يا رب العالمين. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cause us to see the liberation of Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa in our lifetime. Ameen, ameen, ya رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم وآخر دعوانا أن الحمد لله رب العالمين والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.